You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio. It's another beautiful Sunday afternoon. Hope you're enjoying your day and your weekend. I am Janie Beauclair, and I am here with Mr. Tony St. Tone.
Yes, I'm here again. One more week of beautiful weather out here in California. Last week we had some rain, which we really needed.
Which was beautiful also, and I was thinking about that this morning. I was saying, you know, it's a beautiful day out here, but even if it was raining, it would be a beautiful day because of what that does for the environment and how happy that makes all of the watersheds. So I think it's a beautiful day no matter what's happening.
Mm-hmm. I want to make a quick comment about a friend of ours that we got to know last year, a young girl named Macy Kate.
Oh, yeah. Macy Kate
is from St. Petersburg, Florida, and we were contacted by an agency that I used to work with out in Florida. And she flew out last year to be, she was doing an audition for
management
company.
At the House of Blues.
Yeah. So we did a show with her and we backed her up and it was great. And the girl can really sing. And
wait, for those, hang on a second. Explain that a little for those who don't get it. She came out. You were her backing band, you and the rest of the members of your band. You played acoustically. She performed, playing the keyboards, singing in front at the House of Blues.
Yes.
So she flew out here because she needed a backing band. They contacted you. You brought your band. She got picked up by the management. So obviously you did a great job backing her, and she did a great job singing.
She did a great job singing, and
now,
we did a great job
fast
helping
forward
her.
A so year later.
Fast forward a year later, we're watching that brand new show called Rising Star, and out of nowhere, they picked someone from
Instagram
who happened to be in the audience, and it was Macy Kate. And I was like, oh my God, that's the girl
that
we helped out.
That's our little Macy. Macy was 15, by the way.
Yeah, when she was working with us.
Yeah.
And she got up there, and it's a singing competition for those that don't know. It's just like the X Factor and America's Got Talent and American Idol and all the rest of them. And she just made it to, she did three rounds so far, and she just got
voted off
this past week. And that's what these shows do. I mean, basically, it's no matter what, you're going to get voted off. Only one person can win.
Well, and two,
but the fact that she made it onto the show, and she did as well as she did. I'm extremely proud of her, so I just want to send that props out to her.
And to her credit, the people that are still standing on that show right now, their age range is from like 28 to 45. Macy's 16.
Oh, yeah.
For her to even stand next to these guys and be able to make it three rounds is really, really saying a lot.
Huge, huge. I mean, she's only started singing maybe 3 or 4 years ago. You've got a woman up there who is a backup singer
for 40 years.
40 years or something. So.
Yeah. So congrats, Macy. We're really proud of you. And obviously, you're going to go far. You just got to keep doing what you're doing, girlfriend. And as the years go by, before you know it, you're going to be in the big leagues with the rest of those big girls.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to throw that out real quick. What else is going on? I'm wrapping up a CD that we had talked about last week. And
21.
It's called St. Tone 21, and it's just basically not a best of, but it's a selection of songs throughout my last
fan favorites, I like to say.
15 CDs, and what we're doing is we're wrapping that up. We're going to be handing it off to a couple of industry people that we're real excited about getting involved with. I don't want to start dropping names. We're just going to see where it happens. And
everybody think positive thoughts for us.
Yeah. It's all really cool stuff. And actually, what we'll do on this show is I think we're going to play a couple of the tracks that are new.
That's a great idea.
I think what we'll do is we'll play some new tracks this week because that'll be a lot of fun for us.
Sure.
To get some new songs exposed.
And let's also talk about the GoFundMe campaign.
Yes.
And what we've been working on for Mike Precise, otherwise known as Brandon, and his brother Todd Richardson.
We're going to get Mike online, aren't we?
We are going to get Mike online.
Yeah.
Todd's going to join us as well. But it has been a really amazing little journey. We've been raising money for 20 days, and we have gotten $1,325, which is fabulous because you think about a lot of people are donating $5, which is awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
So what I've been saying on the weekend is, you know, instead of picking up your glass and cheering to Mike and Todd that they will get their sight back, why don't you just donate one happy hour drink to the boys?
One happy hour drink.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
And so
idea.
People have been doing it, and I think that's awesome. And I think today, you know, if you're going to drive through Mickey D's on your way home from the beach or the farm or wherever you are, instead of buying an extra hamburger for Mike, throw $5 in his GoFundMe campaign. Help Mike Precise C. You can get to that link from our Humanitarian Radio website. We have a link right on the front page for you.
Yeah, and it's real easy to do. Just click on it, and you can make your donation.
Yeah,
and
you can even
really
do it from your phone.
Really appreciate everyone who has been donating so far, because you are helping someone to regain their sight.
At 28 years old.
Which is going to eventually leave them if they don't have this surgery done. So
yeah, and this is one of these things where the disease that these boys have, it's a ticking time bomb. Each day that goes by, it is not only extremely painful for both of them, with a lot of head pain associated with this disease, but each day that goes by and they deteriorate more, the harder it is to get their 20/20 back. So we are asking once again for those of you who are listening to us to please go to humanitarianradio.com, click on the GoFundMe, Mike Precise. You'll see his cute little face and his beautiful eyes right there on our site. And make sure that you contribute at least $5.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Tony, you have a really cool idea for today's show, and I like it. What are you going to tell us about?
Today, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different things. Actually, there's some really cool websites that are popping up around, and they're all jumping on this cool bandwagon because there is obviously a real need for some good news out there. So there's this new website called Good News Network, and they just talk about good news all around the world and different cultures and different world events. So I just randomly picked some things. Okay, real quick. There's a gentleman in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And what he's doing is he's helping young kids that are at risk from the ages of 12 to 17 and help giving them the right path.
Okay.
What had happened was, I guess, a young boy of 14 was breaking into garages and got arrested. His mom came to this gentleman and said, "Can you help my son get out of jail? He messed up." The guy said, "Okay." So he got him out of jail, and he thought to himself, "You know, I got you out of jail, but I want you to show up here next Saturday morning, and I want you to clean this neighborhood." And the kid agreed, and he actually showed up with five friends. And so they all cleaned up. And he thought, what can I do to encourage these guys to stay on the right path? So he said, "I will offer you and any of your friends $20 to come and clean on a Saturday morning. And you have to be here before 8 o'clock. And then he went and reached out on Facebook and he asked anyone out there that could actually help and donate some money to pay these boys to help clean up their community. Well, the outreach was fantastic, and it's been going on now for quite a while. And he has up to 50 boys show up on a Saturday morning.
How cool is that?
7:30 in the morning on a Saturday, because the cutoff is at 8 o'clock.
And so really, you know, he's putting out a couple $100.
But he's it's not only
changing his entire neighborhood.
Neighborhood,
and
yeah.
And the mental thought pattern of all these kids.
Right. That, hey, we don't have to actually spray graffiti everywhere. We're actually getting paid to clean it. So now once the community gets clean, now everyone feels better about the place, and the boys actually have a way to earn an income. And one of the things that he said is a lot of young black males don't have a positive role model. And he made a couple of analogies out there. He said, you know, Asians are known to be smart in math.
Right.
And he said Mexicans are known to be hard workers.
Okay.
And he says black males don't have that type of a role model. They're not known for that. They're known to play basketball and rap. And he says, and I think we need something better than that. And I was like, wow, this guy's really just stepping up to the plate and trying to find a way to help these kids out. So
that's
I thought
really,
that was a
really
great,
awesome.
Great story.
I have a story for you.
Okay.
The University of Kentucky State.
Mm-hmm.
The president of that university just gave up $90,000 of his yearly salary to be split amongst the lowest paid employees for the university. He got all of them to be raised by at least $3 an hour, which is huge.
Yes.
And he wanted everybody to know that works for the university, that he appreciates what they're doing for him, that they you know, he wants to give them a pay increase so that they could not have a tough time living. And so he pulls that out of his own yearly salary. I think that's just brilliant. And so we should commend Mr. Raymond Burse, B-U-R-S-E, president of Kentucky State University.
Awesome job. Awesome job. So here is another little story that I wanted to throw out to you. There's a new car, motorcycle, that's out, that's coming out in 2015. And this is for those that are looking for a cheaper way to get around. It's a three-wheel car that's still considered a motorcycle, but it's all enclosed like a car. The first person sits in the front and the second person sits in the back, and they're normal seats just like a car and has seat belts. And it's only going to be $6,800 brand new, but it gets 84 miles to the gallon and can go up to 100 miles an hour, which I think is phenomenal.
That's pretty crazy.
Right. So if you've always wanted a economy car, this is definitely one of the ways to do it. It's pretty cool looking. It looks just like those three-wheel motorcycles with the two wheels in front, the one wheel in the back, but it's all enclosed, so you can drive it in the rain and you can do what you need to do. But 84 miles to the gallon, that is great.
Imagine. Now, and did you say this is electric?
No, it's not electric.
It's not a partial.
Huh? No, it's not a partial. This is strictly just a regular
Imagine just car. Putting 1 gallon in and going 84 miles.
Yeah. For $4, you can go 84 miles.
Says the girl who puts about $600 in gas a month in her car. Uh-huh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe doesn't, we should consider getting
doesn't
one.
Doesn't go 84 miles per gallon, I can tell you that. Not even a quarter of that.
There's another little story here. There was a girl that was reunited after 10 years. She was swept up by the tsunami back a number of years ago at the age of 4. They were hanging on to debris, her and her family, and her dad lost his grip of the little girl, and she got swept away. Well, obviously she got rescued. And it's been 14 years, and she just got reunited with her family, which I think is amazing. She's 14 years old, and she just got reunited with her family after that traumatic incident. She was raised by a fisherman's wife, according to the news.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, an uncle spotted her and recognized her.
Because she looked like a family member.
She looked like a family member. She was back in her town looking.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. Now, this is kind of a cute story. This couple has been married for 62 years. The wife was suffering from cancer for a lot of years. The husband fell down and broke his hip. And now these guys are in their 90s, mind you. And his health was deteriorating. So the daughter decided she wanted to bring the dad home so that if he was going to pass on, he could pass on, you know, near his wife. So the two of them, 2 weeks ago, were holding hands. They're in two hospital beds. They're side by side in their bedroom. They were holding hands and they passed away together.
Wow.
They're saying that their bond was so strong from being together for 62 years that they willed that they wanted to pass together, and they did. And the daughter says that they held hands. They were smiling. They closed their eyes and they both left. Isn't that amazing?
Wow, that's really crazy. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, how cool is that? There's a picture of them literally holding hands. So you know how I'm always talking about you can do the smallest of fundraisers and really raise some serious money? Like I always say, do a bake sale, do a lemonade stand, you know, go simplistic and just be consistent and you'll raise money for whatever your cause. Well, here's a story that supports me saying that. A 9-year-old boy in New Jersey, decided he was going to start a lemonade stand. He was wanting to raise enough money to buy himself new hearing aids. He's been wearing hearing aids since he was 5. He needs a new set. The insurance would only cover so much, and it left them short about $4,000. So he starts a lemonade stand on the corner of his mobile home park.
Real quick, a lemonade stand. I know they always say that, but that was like popular back in the 1930s.
I had a lemonade stand.
30s or maybe Excuse the me. 40s.
How about like 65?
I know, but it was taken like from the way back when. They're like,
yeah.
Get a lemonade stand. It's like.
Sell a drink. Lucy and Charlie Brown used to sell kisses for a nickel. Why couldn't you sell lemonade?
It was just this weird thing like lemonade stand. And I go like. And I see kids still doing it today. Like you want lemonade for a quarter and you're going, okay.
Well,
but anyway, obviously it must have worked, so I shouldn't.
So listen, so he starts a lemonade stand, and word starts getting out. And before you know it, people from all the neighboring towns are coming to buy lemonade from this kid. The mom's like, it'll take a year for him to raise enough money.
Right.
At this pace, every weekend, selling lemonade, right? Well, no. They were able to raise $4,000 in a weekend. There was a police department that chipped in. The fire department came and brought him a check for $525. I mean, really, really cool stuff. And so there's a lot of photographs here with him with all the firemen sitting on the fire truck. And the mom says she was just stunned. She says, of course I'm crying. I'm tearing up. I can't believe that complete strangers would come and help my son to improve his hearing. This goes right along the lines of complete strangers helping Mike and Todd be able to see. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Well, maybe they should start a lemonade stand.
Right?
I'm gonna reach out to Mike and say, Mike, I've got this idea.
Mike, we got an idea for your brother.
I know you're 28 and you're not as cute as a four-year-old. But we're going to put you out there.
Oh, he is.
He is. Okay. We're going to put you in these little shorts, in this little schoolboy outfit, and we want you to start selling lemonade.
And there you have it. Pretend you're nine.
Yeah. I think that's great. And it's, you know, it's amazing that when you can get these stories heard and people actually do care and people actually do react.
Totally. And that's why I love reading these kinds of things because, you know, there's so many really good people out there. And we don't hear about them on the news. All we hear about is, oh, the bad and the bad, and this person did that, and that person's in jail, and blah, blah, blah. You never hear about the great, great stuff that's going on.
Well, you know, so, I was going to say earlier, you know, there's a website here that just says photographs of humanity.
Oh, and, yeah.
And here was a photo. This was a picture taken. It's a Subway sign, Subway the restaurant, and it says, free meal for the homeless every Friday. From 3 to 5 p.m.
Awesome.
You know, and I'm like, wow, look at that.
Wow, is that ever awesome.
Yeah.
Here is the University of Central Florida. There's a student who voluntarily decided to try to create a bionic arm for a six-year-old boy for free. And he managed to do it. And so he created all of his parts with a 3D printer. I don't know how you do that. And gave the boy a new right arm, and it actually works. So bravo to that college student at the University of Florida. And yay for the little kid. Look what you did for him, man. You gave him an arm. Unbelievable. 6 years old. You saved his life.
That's so cool. Here is a photograph. It says, if you are unemployed and need an outfit clean for an interview, we will clean it for free. And this is places in Portland, Oregon, and it has helped over 2,000 unemployed workers who couldn't afford dry cleaning. The store's owner estimated that it cost his company $32,000 to do so, but he's been willing to do it.
How awesome. That is so cool.
That is so cool to me because, I mean, those are things that, like, you know, he's offering a service, and this is a service, obviously, that can really go a long way for these people, you know, really go a long way.
Totally. And that's great. And, you know, a lot of the schools, I was going to Sarasota Vocational Technical School out of high school in Florida, and they had a huge donation area specifically for people trying to find jobs where they had a clothing closet. And you could go in there and you can get three or four suits or dresses or shoes, man, woman, child for school, everything. And they gave you everything for free because it was all donations. And you wouldn't believe how many people... It really helped to get jobs because they had nice clothing. They would do, there was a cosmetology division, can't speak today. And so they would get their hair done for free. They'd do their nails. They'd put them in a nice outfit and they'd send them off on an interview. And, you know, they felt successful and there you go. I think there's a lot to be said for that. So, Tony, here's another cool story. There's a company in Turkey that created a recycle bin. So this recycle bin, every time you put a plastic bottle or some type of plastic container in it, the bottom releases dog food. And so it's a method for stray dogs to get food. So it feeds and waters stray animals in this big pocket at the bottom of this container. And every time you make a deposit of a bottle, it ejects a handful of food. So the animal sticks their head inside and eats and drinks. And they're doing this in Turkey to try to help the stray dog population.
So the dog has to learn how to pick up bottles and cans?
In essence, yes. If you have an extremely smart dog on the street that is able to pick up bottles and cans and deposit it into there, that's the pet you should be taking home.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really an interesting idea, though. I mean,
Isn't that something?
An interesting idea. I don't know how they originally teach a dog, but I think if you teach enough
dogs,
I think
the
dog
will probably go by the dumpsters and the garbage looking for food. It's a canister that looks like a garbage can. So it makes sense that they would naturally nose by there.
I guess it makes sense. I mean, somehow it makes sense. So, or maybe what's happening is people are putting bottles and cans in there and it deposits them. Like, I would put a can in there and it deposits dog food and I let
dog
comes
around.
Yes,
that's exactly what it does.
I kept thinking you were saying
the animals really did it.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe
Oh my God, people, that is hysterical.
There's some dogs and cats out there that'll do that. Not cats. My cat won't pick up anything.
She'll pick up food. That's it.
But there are dogs that are trained to actually pick up bottles and bring you a beer and all that.
These are stray critters. So anyway, thank you to Turkey for taking care of their stray critters.
And thank you for me for being gullible.
And recycle. Yeah, you stay in your little planet there, my friend. We'll join you later. So do you know what the five happiest cities in America are?
In America?
In America. Give me a guess.
Orlando, Disney World.
What else you got?
Happy Land? I don't know.
Happiest cities in America.
I really don't know.
Well, then you will be shocked to learn they are all in the same state. The five happiest cities in America are all in the same state. What state do you think that is?
Kentucky.
Louisiana.
Ooh, I was close.
You were close. And those cities are Lafayette, Houma, Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and Alexandria.
Now, what makes them the happiest?
Gosh, I don't know. We're going to have to go there and see. Maybe, you know, they didn't even name New Orleans. I would think that would be number one in that state of happy, happy, joy, joy. Interestingly enough, that poll was done by the Center for Disease Control. That was a bit of a shocker. So listen, we're going to take a quick break and listen to our sponsors for a moment, and we'll be right back with some more fun, interesting news from around the world. Hey, this is Janie from Artistic Journey. Start off your new year with a new marketing strategy. Whether it's for your company or your personal goals push, let Artistic Journey help you find the unique way to show off your endeavor. With over 20 years of marketing experience in big corporations and homegrown businesses and everything in between, Artistic Journey can help you pave a new product path or an event marketing path. Check out artisticjourney.com. See the wide array of marketing merchandise available for you to put your logo on for your next big event, your personal party, or your big corporation marketing push. Get into the swing of 2014 and get your business in motion with an artistic promotion.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
So we're talking today about some really good stories that we're finding. If you go online and you just put in happy stories or great stories or good stories or something along those lines.
Good news around the world.
Yeah, you can find out some really cool things. And the whole point of doing this today is to make everybody aware that we have some really awesome human beings living amongst us. A lot of people are shifting the way they think, and they're really reaching out to be good humanitarians and just good neighbors and good brothers and sisters and that type of thing.
I think once you start hearing these types of stories, you start feeling good about yourself, and inspires you to go out and do something good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's at the cash register and you're buying something and smiling at the cashier behind the...
Totally. A smile does a million piles of wonder.
Yeah. Especially, it's like, how are you doing? It's like, I'm doing great. How are you? And they're like, huh? I never get that response. I usually get a grunt. So,
they're shocked.
You know, those little things could mean a real lot. Or if you're, I'm going to throw another one out there. And this is something that I need to practice, but it's really, really challenging to practice this in California.
What it is.
If you're in California and you're driving on these highways.
Or New York City or Chicago or Miami or many of the other cities that have horrible streets.
Yeah. But I'm going to just use L.A. because that's where it really challenges
hitting
you.
Hitting you hard.
Yes, it challenges you. To let someone cut ahead of you. Let someone pass. Let someone just pass in front of you, because it's a very difficult thing to do, I guess, for Californians here. They don't want anybody to get ahead of them because traffic is so hard to get
through.
It's
because they've been in traffic for so long that they're so anxious to get to where they're going at that point that their fuse is so short.
Yeah.
That nobody is getting in front of them,
you know,
period.
There was a song, and I really got to find this song, that was released a number of years ago, and I went looking for it once, but I know I have to find it. And the song was basically, I'm going to let you get ahead, or I'm going to let you pass. And it was about people in L.A. You could tell it was a song that was written about L.A., and it was just really, really cool. I got to find it. If I could find it, I'd actually play it for you guys. Because I thought
funny.
To myself, that would be a fun song to write. You know, if you're
similar
listening
to the song you wrote in traffic called Cranky Pants.
Cranky Pants, exactly. That's what I wrote. And I said, what's up with your cranky pants when I was in traffic?
Because every day he'd come home and he'd be cranky after spending hours in traffic. And I'd go, okay, cranky pants, lose the pants, let's go.
Yeah.
So listen, I saw in the news the other day that they arrested this girl because she was breastfeeding and apparently too much skin was showing. Now, there's a certain amount of skin that has to show in order for the baby to even latch on, people, okay? So they arrested this girl for indecent exposure. Even though
this is in America, yes?
This is somewhere in California.
In America, okay.
Yes.
Because in Europe, they would not even think twice.
So Touche comes a restaurant in England, as you just said. A restaurant in England hung up a chalkboard with an umbrella outside its establishment with which read, breastfeeding moms, pop in and have a free cup of tea. Need a pit stop? Need to eat? No need to ask. Please sit and relax.
Interesting.
So, you know, most people, if you're not going to eat, you can't sit here at our table. You know, most restaurants have that rule. And they're going, you need to sit and chill. You need to eat something. Have your snack. Feed your baby. Chill out right here, and we'll give you a free cup of tea for hanging out.
How
pretty
cool
much
is that?
The opposite of
the
normal.
Exact opposite.
The normal treatment. So how cool is that? So the owner says they have about 8,000 photos on Facebook of women who have stopped there to feed their children and had a free cup of tea. 8,000.
So I guess their campaign has been pretty successful.
I would say. But how cool is that? I just think that's really a... really a unique thing. Another thing that I saw that was really cool was this guy, a police officer, pulls this man over for speeding.
Mm-hmm.
What a surprise. And not many people can say they have ever lived to see a speeding ticket. But this 86-year-old Gavin Falconer says, thank God the cop stopped him because the cop ended up saving his life. Apparently, he was being stopped in Kennebunkport, Maine. He handed over his license and had a heart attack, and the cop saved him. So it was his lucky day. He got a ticket and saved his life. Woohoo!
Unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy? He's like, I'm really grateful the guy stopped me because actually he saved me.
He's like, thanks, police officer. I was speeding home because my heart was racing.
Right.
Ba-dum-bum. Thank you.
Here all night, are you? Here all night?
I'm here all night, people.
Hey, Tony, so why don't you play one of the new songs on your 21 CD?
Okay. I'll play one of the new songs. Let's, you know, we were talking about Cranky Pants. So
oh,
let's
there
play,
you go.
Let's play Cranky Pants. And let me just tell you what the song's all about. I was in LA traffic.
On the 101.
On the 101, yes. If you're familiar with the 101, it's like
the 101. It has a the title to it.
It's
a
parking lot, basically.
Road.
That's disguised as a freeway. And I started singing this line, "What's up with your cranky pants?" And I just kept started singing it to myself. And so
mind
I put
you,
it
because
into my
he heard
phone.
It so many times.
I put it into my phone. And I got home and I said, that's an interesting idea. And I started slowly developing it and just having fun with it. And then I reached out to Mike Precise, who I know does rapping.
Right.
And I says, Mike, I'd like to have you rap on this. And then I reached out to another artist, a woman named
Blue Nile.
And we've had her on the show. And she did some a verse on this. So the song slowly evolved into what it is today. And we're real excited about it because it's just a fun song. And it's just posing the question, what is up with your cranky pants? You need to change CP if you want to hang with me.
Yeah, it's fun. And when we play it out live, everybody dances. And most people by the end of the song are singing it with us. It's hysterical. So hope you guys enjoy it. You can find the lyrics to this song on sainttone.com.
All right, so this is Cranky Pants by Saint Tone.
What's up with your cranky pants? 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 Better change CP, you wanna hang with me? I said, what's up with your cranky pants? Got a big black cloud hanging over your head. We're living stack asleep, you best go back to bed. Shift your attitude, cause you're acting rude. Your funky bad mood needs to change real soon. Cause all you ever do is bitch and moan to me. With your best new friend and misery. It's time to shut her up, lock her up, and throw away the key. Woo! What's up with your cranky pants? 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 Better change CD, wanna hang with me? I said, what's up with your cranky pants?
Up and down, mood swinging around. I'm known to bring sounds to shake the rubble the ground. You know what I found playing this game called life? You have to separate real from the fake, struck through the strife. You heard it all before. Please don't kill my vibe. You have to admit you're walking the party die. You have to admit you're walking the party die. You have to admit you're walking the party die. I'm a simple and wise guy with passion in my eyes. I'm here to lift spirits till we all reach the sky. I can't recognize why you look so mad. So what, we all have haters, be grateful, be glad.
Call a doctor, shake it up, man, cause your funk is killing me. You don't wanna be around when you're down. Infection spreads like a disease. What's up with your cranky pants? What's up with your cranky pants? What's up with your cranky pants?
Homie, stop tripping, clucking like a chicken. Whining, sad about everything that's missing. Step up your position, vibes you're killing. Hating's forbidden, you should learn from the children. There's a spark that's missing. Let me light it up, let me turn your ignition. Yow! Start it up, vision when you're 80. Feeling like a schmuck, reflecting. Ready to self-destruct, waste it all your life. Complain about what, now alone? With the fiber in your cup, pushed everyone away. Scared every day, midnight black hair that you turned all gray. DK, and your fears and your hate, no way. Paint a life like Monet.
CP, you better change some jeans. CP, you better change some jeans. CP, you better change some jeans. If you wanna hang with me, you can't be so cranky. CP, you better change some jeans. CP, you better change some jeans. CP, you better change some jeans. If you wanna hang with me, you can't be so cranky. Crank it, crank it, crank it, crank it, crank it. What's up with your cranky pants?
What's up?
What's up with your cranky pants?
Hey, so that was Cranky Pants by Saint Tone. And again, that features Mike Precise rapping the first verse and Blue Nile on the second verse. And it's our own Janie Beauclair.
What's up?
Yes, singing some background vocals. It's a fun song. It's something new, and it's going to be on the new album. And we are looking to shoot a video for that real soon. So I have some ideas for the video, as you can imagine. But if you guys have some ideas for a video for Cranky Pants, please send them our way. Because what I'm thinking of doing, so one of my thoughts, is actually having people do their own Cranky Pants dance to that song. And if you send us a video of yourself dancing to that song, we will put it in the final video for the song. So that's something that we're thinking
of
doing.
What a fun idea.
Yeah,
a lot of aspiring filmmakers listening to this, but also do a homegrown version. Do a selfie photo dance.
Yeah.
Romp, if you will.
So my thought is what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a little post on Facebook with the song so you can either sing along to it and videotape yourself to it or just dance to it. Send me your clips, and from those clips, I'm going to put a montage together.
Am I eligible?
You're eligible, yes.
Awesome.
This is open to everyone. I'm even eligible to put my own on there.
Oh, yours better be good.
Yeah.
If you want to make it the cut, it better be good.
Yeah. So be creative. Do your little Cranky Pants dance. And I even thought it would be really fun if you have kids, little kids that dance. You ever
paint
see the little
on the back of their diaper.
Well, you
Cranky
ever see the little
pants.
Kids that are like 2 or 3 years old and they just start dancing and just start moving? I've watched some videos that have little
get
kids
get a preschool
dancing.
To do it. What a blast that would be.
Yeah. What's up with our Cranky Pants?
Be like a Kimby's or a Huggy commercial. So listen.
So look for that.
That's really cool, Tony, and I'm really happy to hear you're opening up that to our listeners, because what a blast that can be.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was reading something really cool about this group in California. It actually started in a town called Santa Monica, California, where they were going to take down several hundred-year-old trees. Why? Because the sidewalks are cracking.
I read this story, and I thought this was really interesting because I know what their thoughts are behind it. Like, the thoughts are, we put down this cement and the roots are knocking the sidewalk
up. They're cracking. They're saying people are getting hurt walking on the sidewalks.
And people are going to get hurt. But, you know, as a kid, I used to love those parts of the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's where you jump with your
bike
and your skateboard. And, you know, that's where you play all your tricks.
Right. Also, you know, these trees are so old and they're not going to spring up.
No,
10,
it's
20,
another 100
years,
before
like
100 they get
years.
To these sizes.
And that's what gives it so much character, these certain neighborhoods.
Yeah, big, majestic
big
tree.
Big, mature trees really says a lot. And obviously what it does for the environment.
Totally.
Goes without saying.
Provides oxygen amongst a whole bunch of other really great things. But
right.
So listen, so what somebody has done is created a rubber mat that is flexible. That can go over these roots so that people can still cruise on the sidewalk.
Exactly.
The trees do not have to be removed.
Exactly.
And everybody's happy.
Yeah.
So this woman.
And what they're made of is recycled tires.
Is recycled tires.
Which I thought was even cooler. I was like, wow, they're taking tires, recycling them, making these rubber mats that can be placed to the contour of the root.
Yeah.
And now you're not having to worry about cement ever
cracking
bulging
or
up
anything.
Or cracking, you know?
So this lady saw this on the news, and she says, well, geez, in our town, they're getting ready to take down 150 trees on this main street that had trees on right and left. It was a really beautiful street with tree covering, you know, when you go under those streets.
Yeah, canopies of trees.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yep.
And so she's like, well, geez, if they're doing the rubber root thing there, why can't we do it in our town? So she reached out. She investigated it. And now she has single-handedly saved 150 trees in her town because she made an effort to contact the rubber people, and they are doing the same thing in their town for them.
Now, isn't it really interesting that someone like that, just say an everyday person, if you will.
Oh, and let's start out.
Took the time.
They had this conversation. This couple had a conversation at the gym, and that was how she first found out about it.
Okay. Well, I guess my point was this is just because you're in a government official – doesn't mean that you officially investigate all your opportunities.
Right.
So here was a woman who took it upon herself to say, hey, I bet you there's an alternative than just cutting down the trees. And you would think that the state or the town or the city would have done that.
They don't have time. They're shorthanded. They don't have money.
Or I think what happens is they just go, well, what we've done in the past is we've chopped down the tree. So that way we don't have to deal with the root 30 years from now.
Don't have to deal with it. There you go. There's your
right.
prime
And
word.
Here's the thing. That tree is obviously does a lot more for the town and for that neighborhood than a sidewalk. So there's a win-win situation, and it took just an average individual to actually go out there and investigate and found that there was a way to make it work for everyone involved. So good for you. And I think what's really inspiring about that story is that you don't need to be a professional or an engineer or have to work for the town for 30 years to investigate and find some things out. And don't ever assume that they have already looked into that. Propose the question, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Right, right.
Call the town and say, hey, have you thought about doing rubber mats? And they might think, no, we never looked into that. We always just chop the tree down because that's what we've done for the past 100 years.
Right, and let's not try anything new.
Well, because it doesn't make sense. They're like, well, we just do what we always do. We get a chainsaw, chop them down, and then we plant a new tree. And you're like, yeah, but that's a 100-year-old tree. So.
Right, which is really crazy in itself.
It's all good. It's all good, though.
So there are many celebrities that are doing really cool things in order to help the homeless get off the streets. Ryan Gosling, Selena Gomez, Zac Efron, Eva Longoria. A lot of people are doing this thing called rings to necklaces. So they will either take their old rings and melt them down. And mind you, these celebrities, they're given a lot of free stuff. Because they do these press junkets and they get
gift bags.
The gift bags and they have jewelry in them and this and that. So they are taking this jewelry, they are melting it down, and they are converting that money into putting people into homes and taking them off the streets. Currently, in the last 8 months, this young lady, a little Crosby girl, Caitlin Crosby, you might know her, she's an actress. She has been able to get 20 individuals off the streets by recycling her jewelry into cash. This was all jewelry that was given to her. This is all gifts she received.
Wow. Imagine what Mr. T could do. Mr. T could handle a whole city. Mr. T.
Mr. T could probably feed a whole country.
I pity the fool who wants to take my jewelry.
But think about that, because everybody has stuff at home, whether it's jewelry or not, whether it's, you know, furniture, an old car. Whatever you have that you're no longer using, you can convert and donate the cash to something good.
Exactly.
It's real easy.
You know, talking about that, there was a story in Australia where they actually celebrate. It's a whole week of celebration, I guess, what they do in Australia. From August 4th to the 10th, it's Honor Homeless Persons Week in Australia.
Oh, really?
And what they did is they found a gentleman who was 37 years old. He was homeless, living on the streets, out of luck. No shelter would take him in because he had a dog and he didn't want to give away his dog. That was his only companion. And I guess there is an organization called Professionals for People. And what they do is they gather hairstylists, they gather people to donate clothes, and everyone just contributes a little. And they grabbed this guy who was 37 and they got him a job because he knew how to drive a forklift. So they got him a job. Yeah. They took care of his dog. They actually took his dog to the vet for free, and they just gave him an entire makeover. But it was a makeover, not just giving him some clothes. They gave him a real job, and they gave him a place to live and put him back on his feet. And it's amazing. There's actually a video here that shows the entire thing on YouTube, but it's called Incredible Homeless Makeover, if you want to look it up. But
okay.
I just thought that was just really, really cool that – all it takes is organizations like this to actually help someone and change someone's life forever.
And it really doesn't take a lot. And you think about what we are trying to do for Mike and his brother.
Yeah. We'll
change their life forever. These two guys are 28 years old. Right now, they are each working minuscule jobs because they can no longer see very well. They're both legally blind.
Right.
And it's causing a significant problem at 28 years old. They
drive. You can't do it.
Well, they're both dads. They both have children. It would be really nice to be able to see them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But just think of the impact that you make by donating $5 and having these guys get their sight back. I mean, it's totally life-changing, totally. And how can you not feel good about donating a $5 bill to change somebody's entire future. They're 28. They got at least another 60 years to live.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And
I mean, these boys could be president for all we know.
And you know, the thing that I really feel strong about is guys like Mike and his brother are so giving themselves that they will pay it forward.
Yep.
And they pay it forward already.
Yeah, without even
having, you know, all of their abilities. You know, they pay whatever they can forward now. So again, if you're out there and you've got, I feel like we're on the Jerry Lewis telethon, but
right?
If you're out there right now, do you remember those? Those are great.
Those were great.
Just, you know, hey, just take 5 minutes and just go to the website and click on it. $5. That's all you need. Even a dollar will help.
Yeah.
Because if everyone listening right now were to give a dollar, we'd get it.
Can
we'd
you
hit
imagine?
Our mark of 25,000.
Yeah.
Just
easy.
Like that.
Easy.
Boom.
And mind you, we only need another $1,500 to start the process. If
right.
we raise $1,500 more, Michael can start his first test and start the ball rolling.
Right.
Get the
right.
first. There's 6 surgeries that Mike needs to have. There's also 6 that his brother needs to have.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do this in phases. The very first surgery stops the disease from growing.
Right.
The very first one, we need $3,500. We're close. We're about halfway there.
Excellent.
Let's make it happen today. Wow.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Keep it moving forward.
Speaking of exciting, a young girl at a Goodwill was working. You know, Goodwill generally will hire people that need some type of rehabilitation back into the steady stream.
Mm-hmm.
So this young girl was working, and she was doing her thing and emptying pockets, and she comes along an envelope that had $10,500 in it.
What?
No kidding. In $100 bills. She said her concern was that somebody was going to come back and get it, as she laughs. She's 18 years old, this young girl. And the authorities, she went to the police, and she said, I found this money. The police instantly gave her $1,000 out of that envelope and said, we will hold it for 120 days. If nobody comes forward to claim it, it is yours.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So then she wanted them to announce it on the news so that somebody could have the opportunity to come back and claim it. She said she could only imagine if she had lost $10,500 how it would affect her life. And so she wanted to be very honest and say, look, I found this money.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That is really incredible. It's incredible that someone put $10,000 in the pants pocket, A, but B,
now let me
for
just,
her to actually be 18 years old and have that
and
kind
have
of
the conscience. Yeah.
Of going, I'm going to tell my boss. It's usually, I'm going to put this in my pocket and quit.
Yeah, right?
You know,
right?
Like,
she's
I'm
working
go
at Goodwill.
Early. I don't feel good today.
You know,
really?
She's making minimum wage.
Exactly. It's
right?
Like, yeah, I don't think I'm coming back. I'm going to start a new career. Bye.
But I'll tell you, we had a really beautiful surprise one time. My parents were taking care of a couple. They were part of the Ringling Brothers Circus. And we had purchased a piece of property, and we inherited this couple as they were so old and they were living in a mobile home that my parents didn't have the heart to make them leave. Because, you know, they just weren't like that.
Right.
So instead, we took on this couple, and they became really great friends of ours, and they were very elderly. Well, they passed away. I want to say one was 94, one was 96. They passed away very close together in time. And when the wife had left, we decided to donate all of the furnishings, the clothing, and everything to Goodwill. We had a truck come. And it's parked outside of the mobile home, and we're unloading furniture, living room furniture. And while they're doing the living room furniture, I'm in the bedroom, and I'm pulling out the drawers of the dresser, and I'm dumping the clothing on the bed and, you know, sorting it out to some degree and then putting it in bags and throwing the bags out the front door, and they're throwing them in the truck. So we got this big process going. All of a sudden, I hear ching, 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 and I stop everything. And I go rummaging through, like, where did that come from? And it turned out that the gentleman had filled his socks with jewelry. So he had jewelry in 5 or 6 different socks, filled to the top, tied the sock in a knot, and threw it in his drawer.
Wow.
So I ended up finding a pile of circus jewelry. The wife was a tightrope walker, and she used to wear this jewelry on the tightrope. And you could see in Ringling Brothers' brochures that she wore this stuff. So what we ended up doing was we went to the Ringling Brothers Museum in Sarasota, Florida, and we brought them the jewelry and a variety of things that we discovered at the house that were all memorabilia from the circus days, so that other people could enjoy and relive all those years of the circus. These pieces of memorabilia were like three-wheel bicycles with the big giant front wheel and the two little baby back wheels and that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up making a whole area at the museum honoring this couple with all of the goodies that we found at their house.
I think that's very cool.
So that was cool.
And again,
you never know what you're going to find in a sock drawer.
In a sock drawer. Or if you're working at Goodwill, you never know what you find in a pocket. Pocket.
Keep your eyes open.
I know there's a lot of people right now going, I'm going to get a job at Goodwill.
Right, right.
I think that's a good start.
Hey, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with some happy news and another great song in just a moment.
Gilman Amps, we create the tone in your head. Custom-built guitar and bass tube amplifiers.
Hey, everybody. This is David Gilman from Gilman Amps. If you need any repairs, modifications, or restorations of your vintage or modern tube equipment, as well as custom builds, I'd love to hear from you.
For more information, check out their website, GilmanAmps.com, and Facebook /GilmanAmps. We create the tone in your head. So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
So when was the last time that you bought a plane ticket in first class and you decided to give it up? What? Plane tickets what? First class, $1,500 to $2,500, depending on where you're flying to?
Roughly.
So we were finding in the news that we had two celebrities that were kind enough to give their first class seats up.
The first one was Amy Adams. She gave up her seat to a soldier and who was sitting in coach, and she saw this young man, and she quietly tried to just give up her seat. She said, hey, I want you to sit
in first class.
First class, and I'm going to sit in coach.
Enjoy the ride.
And someone from ESPN, a reporter, overheard the actress giving up her seat and decided to spill the story, which I think is really interesting because she just wanted to be very nonchalant about
it. Sure, she was doing it for the story.
Right, and she was doing it for the right reasons. And
Amy Poehler did the same thing. She gave her first class seat up to a pregnant woman.
Was it a pregnant? Oh, yeah, a new mom.
New mom.
Yep.
Very cool. I think that's just really neat. I think that the airlines, when they close the plane door and they see that there's still several seats open, I think they should randomly walk through and say, hey, I got a seat for you up front.
Now, isn't it interesting that both girls are named Amy?
Amy and Amy.
Hmm.
They're in the Amy Angels Club.
Yeah, for them both doing that. So celebrities out there, you know, you think that they're so snobbish and that they don't want to sit in coach. But, you know, they
let me just say, prove first themselves, of all,
they prove it wrong all the time.
First of all, when celebrities get hired, automatically they are given coach. That's part of their deal for the job that they do.
They're not given coach. They're given first class.
I mean, I'm sorry. They're given first class because I've been doing a lot of projects since we've been in L.A., and I've learned that, oh, this comes with two celebrity tickets in first class, blah, blah, blah. So for them to be giving up that is really cool because that is part of their paycheck, if you will. That's part of their, you know, their income for wherever they're flying to do whatever job they're going to do. This is part of their pay.
Right, right, right. And, you know, talking about flying, I have a song that's one of the fan favorites that's going to be on the new CD.
Oh. 21, do.
And it's a song called She Loves to Fly.
I think it should be the theme song for Richard Branson's Virgin Atlantic. Richard, if you're listening, you should pay attention to this song.
There you go. There you go, Richard.
So there.
So it's a song called She Loves to Fly. And the song is basically about a woman who, when she leaves the ground, that's where she finds inspiration, is in the air. She, you know, she gets inspired by flying, and that's why she loves to fly. She loves to be up. So,
could you get that experience from a trampoline, do you think?
You probably could. Probably could.
For the home version, for those of you who don't have a flight today.
Yeah. All right, so this is She Loves to Fly.
And she
So that was She Loves to Fly. You can find that on my website, www.sainttone.com. Check me out on Facebook, /Saint Tone, or go to the website, sainttone.com.
Yeah, like the guy, will ya?
Yes.
Just like him. Just
somebody
go
like
ahead
me
and
out there,
like him.
Sakes.
We hope you liked our show today. We had a nice little adventure giving you some good news from around the world and realized that people are doing some really good things around you. Jump on board. Do some great things that inspire other people. And if you know of somebody that's doing something really awesome, let us know who they are. Reach out on humanitarianradio.com or on our Facebook and like us there too, please. And let us know, and we'll put them on the air, and we'll tell everybody about what awesomeness they're doing. And I'm talking whether it's a lemonade stand on the corner.
Yes.
Or your
celebrity giving up their seat.
There you go. There you go. We hope you enjoyed Humanitarian Radio. Enjoy your day. Make it an awesome week, and we'll see you next week.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.